with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Democrats and Republicans continue to trade blame over the government shutdown, the second longest funding lapse in history at 27 days.
While notices of rising health insurance premiums are landing in voters' mailboxes, sending some to town halls to vent their frustration as they face losing their health care coverage due to skyrocketing premiums as subsidies expire, Republicans are doubling down on their efforts to oppose the Affordable Care Act. House Speaker Mike Johnson.
You know that it is subsidizing bad policy.
Democrats say that expired tax credits that kept costs lower should be extended and are refusing to reopen the government until they are. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
As Category 5 Hurricane Melissa barrels into Jamaica, National Hurricane Center Specialist Larry Kelly says everyone in the island nation needs to be hunkered down now.
And we move into the evening and overnight hours. The core of the system is forecast to pass over the island, you know, with destructive winds, especially in the mountainous terrain. We're talking, you know, extensive structure, infrastructural damage, long-lasting power outages, communication, you know, and then not to mention the life-threatening storm surge that's going to happen along the coast. So, you know, just a devastating impacts forecast for Jamaica overnight tonight.
The storm is not expected to affect the United States. A Utah judge has ruled that the 22-year-old man charged with killing Charlie Kirk can appear in court wearing street clothes, but must be physically restrained due to security concerns. Attorneys for Tyler Robinson said images of him shackled and in jail clothing would spread widely in a case with extensive media coverage. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 337 points. This is SRN News. New Jersey's getting a late-term abortion clinic. Correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
The plan is for the facility to open in the summer of next year, taking advantage of the state's extremely liberal abortion laws. In fact, New Jersey is one of only 9 states that place no gestational limitations on the procedure, meaning that a woman can choose to terminate her pregnancy right up to the moment of birth. Organizers say the new abortion clinic will also offer so-called, quote, gender-affirming care for people who want to live as the opposite sex. Michael Harrington reporting.
Massachusetts Democratic Congressman Seth Moulton says he will challenge longtime Democratic Senator Edward Markey in 2026, arguing it's time for the party to embrace a new generation of leadership. Moulton caught flack from some members of his party last year for rejecting transgenderism. This is SRN News. The Department of Justice announced that it will monitor polling sites in 6 jurisdictions ahead of the upcoming November 4, 2025 general election to ensure transparency, ballot security, and compliance with federal law. We hear more on the story from correspondent Bernie Bennett reporting.
Through the Civil Rights Division, the Justice Department enforces federal voting rights laws that protect the rights of all eligible citizens to access the ballot. The department regularly deploys its staff to monitor for compliance with federal civil rights laws and elections in communities across the country. Attorney General Pam Bondi says, quote, "We will commit the resources necessary to ensure the American people get the fair, free, and transparent elections they deserve." The division will deploy civil rights personnel who will coordinate with U.S. attorneys' offices. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.